With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Funding issues threaten the Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. It's been a key resource in the Northwoods for the past 45 years. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to the organization's director.
The Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault has been serving clients in Forest, Vilas, and Oneida counties since 1979. They're largely dependent on federal funding from the Victims of Crimes Act, or VOCA. However, this year, VOCA's funding was slashed, and Tri-County Council is feeling the impacts. Normally, they were awarded $482,000, but this year, the amount is down to only $110,000, an almost 80% decrease in funding. Tri-County Council was expecting the cuts, but not to that degree. They thought their funding might drop to $250,000. Angie Fanning is the director of the Tri-County Council.
It affected a lot more than we had originally planned for.
They've had to let go half of their staff and suspend overnight backup advocate services for sexual assault nurse examiner exams or SANE exams.
Not being able to do that after hours is a huge, it's a devastating burden to victims who may potentially have to sit there by themselves while having this very invasive exam.
They've had to terminate leases with some of their physical offices. And while they still offer mobile advocacy services, it's in a limited capacity now.
So being able to pay our advocates to drive up to those counties in those very rural areas is not something we even have in the budget.
At the same time, domestic violence and sexual assault rates in the Northwoods have been on the rise. Fanning says the organization is too grant-dependent and they need community support to keep providing services. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
Wausau Mayor Doug Denny confirmed he and his wife were the subject of a Department of Justice raid last week. Cell phones and other electronics were taken.
I am currently without my phone.
Denny says despite the raid, it is business as usual with budget negotiations and in-person absentee voting underway.
We need to focus on the budget. We have an election coming up. You see we have election material in here. This will be the early voting location.
Agents conducted simultaneous visits to his office and his apartment. He said it was a shocking scenario for his wife, who was watching their grandchildren at the time.
We have not been harmed. It was a traumatic experience.
Denny said he has not been interviewed as part of the investigation.
I'll respectfully say that I had very little speaking opportunity when they were confiscating my material in my office.
The raid is connected to an investigation of the removal of the city's ballot and payment drop box by Denny in late September. It was locked and awaiting installation outside City Hall at the time. The Dropbox has since been secured and opened for documents, payments, and ballots under the order of the city clerk. State investigators are looking into whether Denny's actions broke state or federal election laws. A crash involving a motorcycle and a minivan killed a man in Wausau. Wausau police say the accident happened Sunday afternoon at 4:23 p.m. 49-year-old Douglas Narlock, who was driving the motorcycle, died in the accident at South 3rd Avenue and Rosecrans Street. A 44-year-old woman on the back of the motorcycle suffered serious injuries and was taken to Wausau Aspirus Hospital. No one in the minivan was hurt. The Wausau Police Department crash reconstruction team is investigating. Michigan State University has launched a new program to expand educational opportunities for Native American students across the country. Crystal Blair has more details about the groundbreaking program.
The Native American Tuition Advantage Program, or NATAP, gives out-of-state indigenous students access to in-state tuition, helping to remove the financial barriers that have made it harder for many people to pursue higher education. According to Kevin Leonard, head of MSU's Native American Institute, the idea for this program came after years of conversation between the Native American community, MSU staff, and students.
A lot of our people were relocated all over the country, all over the North American continent. We really felt for those First Nation relatives, we should have something like a tuition reciprocity where at least they could attend MSU at in-state tuitions at the bare minimum.
Leonard says getting students enrolled is only the first step. He says his department will expand programs, cultural activities, and resources to give students the support they need to succeed and graduate. Orville Cayadito is a Michigan State grad student from Utah and a member of the Navajo Nation. He started at MSU before the NATAP program was introduced. Fortunately, he received support through another MSU program. But he believes NATAP could be a game game changer for many Native American students.
The situation a lot of Native students are faced with, in that when choosing an out-of-state college, financial costs, out-of-state costs, those are real questions that can make or break a decision for a student wanting to come out of state.
NATAP expands on Michigan State's Maynard Kennedy Turtle Island Acknowledgement Scholarship, which offers similar benefits to a limited number of students from state or federally recognized tribes. NATAP kicks off in fall of 2025. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
In-person early voting kicks off today across battleground Wisconsin, with former President Barack Obama and Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz hosting a rally in liberal Madison. Republicans are also holding events across the state to encourage voters to vote for Donald Trump. Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are expecting another razor-thin margin in Wisconsin, and both sides are pushing voters to cast their ballots early. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says the message from Trump and Republicans this year has been very clear, that early voting is encouraged. Early voting in Wisconsin runs through November 3rd. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.